My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 9th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
What's up, Donkey Kongs? Good morning to everybody that's listening.
Are you starting to feel giddy? You've got 2 weeks off in a row. Now, we each get 2 weeks of summer vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the way it works on the show, if you want a little radio insider, is we each kind of claim weeks.
Radio insider.
And it's usually spread out.
Yeah.
Now, I would have liked to spread my weeks out a little bit more than usual, but they were fairly close. But they weren't back to back.
Yeah.
We're not going to see cakes basically until September.
Yeah, man, you're going to see me very late August. It's the next time you will see me in the studio.
Are you feeling giddy, a little excited?
What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the doldrums of summer where you got to get through the rest of training camp and the preseason. I'm going to show up back here. Preseason's done.
Yeah, it's
just
great.
Just waiting for the kick of the regular season.
Right.
So,
do you leave for Kiowa tomorrow or Saturday?
Tomorrow morning.
Nice
and early. Bright and early.
What time do you guys leave?
I would like to be on the road no later than 4:45.
Okay, so you're early, and then you'll get
there. How many people will be in your vehicle?
I will be in a vehicle with my wife and my father-in-law.
So you get there, 3 o'clock?
3-ish, yeah.
Yeah.
3:30. Can't get on the island until 4 p.m., so you try to time it that way.
They don't even let you on the island.
4 p.m.
Wow. And there's a line of cars to get in there.
Oh, it's such a long line.
Yeah.
So it's your father-in-law,
you
and the wife.
Yes, correct.
What's the other vehicle? Because I assume the mother-in-law is going.
Second vehicle. Mother-in-law is not going.
Oh, she's not.
The second vehicle, two of my kids and my son's girlfriend in car number two.
It is the longest one-way road ever into Kiowa.
Yeah,
I've never seen a longer one-way stretch.
They're actually pretty good, though, about getting people through, like making sure you have your passes on your windshield before you get to the, they've got it down to a pretty streamlined process. But it is, you do come down to a guard gate where there's, two lanes
Do you have to just stop at that house before still to pick up your stuff, your information?
You just print it out. Now they've got it all. Like, you print out everything. You have an app to get like the lockbox code. Like, they've eliminated all that nonsense.
Good.
Just cruise right in.
For whatever it's worth, I don't know if it's the way this is set up. I couldn't hear you when you were talking. So I don't know if it's on your end or it's probably on my end because I don't think these buttons are right.
Hit edit 4.
I can't hear you.
Oh. Have to hit edit 4 is what he's saying. Yeah.
Is edit 4 pushed in?
Yeah, but when I hit edit 4, then I can't hear the Utah Cakes.
Mm. There you go. You can't hear me?
So no. you can hear me now?
I don't know how to get them both. Sorry, guys. I know this is just a
I've had that issue before.
Laborious detail.
It stinks.
But
There's an echo or you can't hear.
I just can't get. See how you have both lit up?
Yeah.
Both of mine won't light up. Mm. I can't get.
Might need to call in Roger. We good now?
Hold on.
Roger the Dodger.
Yeah, you don't want me to have it on at all? Okay.
Well, hopefully it is working.
Yeah.
I should mention on the show today, we're going to have Joe Theismann.
Very good.
Redskins legend will join us at 9 o'clock. Nikki Javala, who was covering the, I guess you call it a scrimmage.
Joint practice between the Jets.
And the Commanders. She'll join us at 8:20. John Feinstein at 8 o'clock. So we've got a lot to do on the show today, Commanders-wise. But I know yesterday when I got home, I'm a basketball nerd. I was excited for not just the American game, but the France-Germany game was awesome. I lost my bet with Pete Haley. I need to Venmo him. Really good game between France and Germany. France ended up winning. Wemby didn't necessarily play great. They had a couple guys who I wasn't familiar with, and then I looked them up during the game. They had, you know, stints in the NBA, but they certainly weren't known as NBA players. But they were really good for France, and they came off and won. Franz Wagner hit a three to close it to within two, but they just weren't able to get over the top. So the Americans, who we expected to be in the finals, will play France for the gold medal in basketball, and they're very fortunate. So I watched that game, and Serbia at one point had a 17-point lead, and they had a pretty sizable lead at the end of the third quarter. They're up by 13 points. And these are not 12-minute quarters. It's 10-minute quarters.
Shorter game.
But the U.S. storms back. Steph Curry finishes with 36 points, which is 1 point shy of an American record in the Olympics. Carmelo Anthony has a 37-point game. He was there, by the way. Mm-hmm. He scores 36. But in the end, I mean, it was so dicey. There was, I don't know his name, there was a guard for Serbia who had a wide open three. If he makes that, I think the Americans potentially lose the game. But he misses it. And the Americans just hit big shots. Steph did his part. Joel Embiid came in the fourth quarter. Jokic had some foul trouble, so Embiid was able to get to some spots, knock down some shots. LeBron had a driving layup. And the dagger was, with about, I want to say, 30 seconds left, Americans up two. KD hits just a huge shot with a hand in his face. And that put them up by four, which ultimately they won by 495-91. So the Americans advanced. But that was a fun two games to watch if you watched Germany against France.
I didn't watch, but just seeing some of the highlights. Bogdanovich, I guess, fired up people when he did his, like, the Carmelo celebration after he hit a shot. And apparently that really pissed off LeBron and some of the guys. And that kind of like, some people were saying that jump started
him. Why are you poking the bear? That's just dumb.
He was like taunting Melo, who was courtside, as JP mentioned. And some guys said that LeBron, those guys really got pissed. I think LeBron got in his face. And then they kind of took off.
LeBron
from there.
And Melo are boys. Don't mess with Melo.
Right.
LeBron's going to get pissed.
Right.
Well, the Americans were definitely fortunate. Look, they got the better players all across the board other than Jokic. I mean, Bogdanovich is a bench player in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He hit three pointers, finished with 20 points. That's, you know, the difference in modern-day basketball. If you face a team that gets hot from threes and Serbia hit 15 three-pointers, you know, you got to counter it with your own threes. Ultimately, they started knocking down some in the fourth quarter, but it was dicey. It was dicey.
Well, I would have been perfectly fine with Serbia winning, to be honest with you. I just have no affinity for these guys.
That would have been, it would have been a massive embarrassment.
I know. I just don't get size.
Yeah, the fact that they're like millionaires and
maybe I don't know. A lot of guys are millionaires now in the Olympics. The Olympics are not what we were. They were when we grew up.
Or do you just hate NBA basketball that much?
Maybe I'm put off by it.
I hate that.
It is interesting that a guy like Steph Curry can, you know, obviously still go off, but then he just had a terrible game a couple of games ago, right?
He hasn't played particularly well. He said something after the game, which I thought was interesting. He's like, it's different than when you're on your NBA team and maybe you have two, maybe three good options. He's like, everybody is so good that there are times when they're deferring to each other for the perfect shots. It's just, you're not in the same type of rhythm.
Yeah, you probably versus also just going out and playing basketball. As you're going up, you're like, I wonder if I should pass.
Right.
For the record, you're actively rooting against the U.S. from getting gold.
No, I don't care. No, and I care 0% if they win the gold medal.
Okay.
I care zero.
So you're not like actively rooting against them. You're just
if they lost, I would chuckle.
Okay.
I don't feel like any of these guys are bad guys,
I feel like Durant's taking a little bit of a heel turn about 7 or 8 years ago.
I said that, but.
He's kind of annoying to me now.
I think they're into representing the United States.
I like Steph. Of all the guys, the most likable to me is Steph.
What about Ant? You don't like Anthony Edwards?
Yeah.
Seems like a likable young fella.
He's an intriguing guy. In fact, he's only 21, which is what I believe he is.
22, maybe.
He's unbelievable to me. I haven't built up any hostility towards him, but I've built up a healthy dose of hostility towards LeBron, as great as he is. Embiid does nothing for me. Booker, nothing. Drew Holiday. I mean, I guess I'm a little sympathetic to some of his wife's issues, but KD's taking a heel turn. Anthony Davis. Yeah. Derek White means nothing to me.
Well, I'll tell you this. LeBron
might not be a Patriot.
LeBron has a lot of grays on his beard. He's older.
Sure.
He still had a triple double. 16 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists.
He's one of the greatest.
He's still getting it done. Father time hasn't really caught up to him.
Well, I'm sure
he's still outrunning him.
Sure, he's doing something shady.
I'm not the biggest fan of him, but you have to respect his longevity and like the fact that he's still just killing it.
For sure, but even at the peak of his powers, his ability at the peak of his powers is unbelievable.
Yeah, what happened to the I root for greatness?
I do.
It's usually your bit.
It is. I don't know. I'm just out on the NBA. Sorry. I know it's not a popular
opinion.
But
it's not the NBA. It's the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like this, the feel of the game, the intensity of the game was so much different than any particular NBA game. I mean, it was similar to, I guess, NBA Finals or NBA playoffs where there's intensity. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Bogdanovich. I mean, after the game, he was crying. Mm-hmm. He scored more than Jokic. Jokic was 0 for 6 from the three-point line. That may be a big difference. If you actually look at him year by year, the difference between Jokic 2 years ago and then last year, his three-point shooting has come way down.
I mean, on a more important note, why didn't my man Koulibaly play?
Oh, he got 0 minutes. Zero.
That's not funny. Again, at some point I will be vindicated. But his Olympics performance has been kind of mad.
He certainly has the athleticism, I think, takes to shine at times. I'm just not sure if he's going to be a consistent baller.
And again, let's just take into account, he's not a finished product.
Definitely not. Everybody knows that.
He's a work in progress.
Hey, he made the team.
I'll keep hanging my hat on that.
He made the team that's in the gold medal. He's going to get at least a silver medal.
Good for him.
Bilal Koulibaly.
Yeah, I'd like to see him with some playing time. Some minutes.
They didn't even give him one.
I mean, I've searched the box score 10 times. I still don't see his name.
I watched the game. He was a good cheerleader.
Maybe he's got an injury.
He heard his hands clapping.
They didn't even play Rudy Gobert much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wemby got a lot of time. Did he get foul trouble?
He just didn't shoot particularly well.
Uh-huh. He was 4-for-17.
All right, that happens.
He hit one big three. I mean, they had a guy named Yabusele, who was a monster. I think he was with the Celtics, like a second-round draft choice. And they had another guy, Lesor, who was pretty good, and Cordinier. I looked them all up. They're all good players in Europe. So they're going to end up playing the Americans. Americans got a scare, but survive. I believe that game's on Saturday. And then last night when we got home, I don't know if you guys watched it, the 400-meter hurdles.
Did not.
It's an incredible race. The American won by a ton.
The woman or the guy?
The woman.
Yeah.
Her last name ends with, she's got like a hyphenated name, something Laverone. Mm-hmm. I just actually was thinking about that. I don't know that I would clear, but maybe the first hurdle. Like after you get to like the 10th hurdle or whatever.
They brought out hurdles when we were kids, like in Greek day, like in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they were just, they were small hurdles too. But
yeah.
Just like, they're still intimidating. Sure, I can do a real hurdle.
Yeah, it looks hard.
Sydney McLaughlin Lerone, and she set a world record.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was just a machine. And just so fast. Yeah, like you said, she set the world record. I watched that last night, and I was pretty intrigued.
I saw that Noah Lyles, I guess, got a bronze, and then the guy that won was talking trash about him.
He wasn't. I don't think he intentionally.
That was the headline.
Yeah. I don't think he intentionally was talking trash. They asked him a question like, can you give us the name of your coach, and do you think you're the face of track and field now?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave the name of his coach, and he said, I'm not really that type. It goes to a more, whatever, brash and cocky guy. I mean, it is a dig, but I don't think he really meant it. Like, if you watched it, I think there was maybe, you know, like language barrier type thing and just saying, hey, I like being fast, but I don't need to be the face of the sport.
They didn't do the 4x100 yet final, right?
I think they did the, no, not the finals.
Right.
But the kid from Bullis became the youngest American to participate in a track and field event. So he already did whatever they call it, the first round, qualifying round.
Uh-huh. And how'd they do?
I'm sure they qualified, right?
I'm pretty sure that. I would assume they qualified.
Yeah, I'm assuming they qualified.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Same number to text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always hit us up on Twitter at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.